Ready. Go.
Will you come back to me?
You're not surprised. What are these?
Strange buttons.
Hey folks, this is a special From the Archives episode of Strangeful Things. It's actually the very first one we made before we had even given it this name, which is why you hear us discussing a different name at the beginning. So, if anything seems a little off during the intro because it sounds like it's too old, that's why. The main story, however, remains interesting and pretty creepy and weird, so we hope you'll enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, everybody, to the show that didn't have a name, but now it does. It's called Hashtag Podcast Things, and that is the actual hashtag. Don't, like, write out hashtag.
Wait, isn't it just Podcast Things?
Well, I think initially it was just Podcast Things, but I think Podcast Things works as well.
I'm trying to make it shorter.
Okay. Okay, done.
Our domain name is already so goddamn long, people fall asleep before they're done typing it.
It's
#podcasting, which looks weird because there's two T's right next to each other, but whatever. So, I am Acadia the Great, and this is Jen the Less Great, and bringing up the rear,
hey!
B-Nev, the least great.
Rude as fuck.
Yeah, but even though you're the least great of us, that still makes you greater than, like, most of the other people.
That's true. That's true,
actually.
Mm-hmm. And way better than all these other people that do these spooky Ooga Booga podcasts, like we're doing.
Obviously. Right.
Because this is not our other super popular Waiting for the Train, where we discuss events of the day in a very chin-stroking, pipe-smoking manner.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. Just get with the chin-stroking.
Usually ladies don't stroke their chins, but you know.
Whatever. Stroke whatever you got, then.
Oh my gosh.
Stroke whatever you got. Jesus Christ.
So, unless we start, like, kidnapping and murdering people, or running around carving dongs into trees to create our own mysteries, our list is kind of closed-ended. Although I am up for the dong carving. Like, you guys want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Sure. That sounds wonderful.
It could have been a thing. And since nobody will probably listen to this first episode, they won't know that we started it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they could all point somewhere. That clicking sound in the back is boo. I just opened a bottle of boo because I have to drink to get through my day.
Nice. Oh, that's very sad.
Yep. So there's plenty of podcasts out there that do mysteries and, you know, ooga booga shit. But we're not going to just do that because something doesn't have to be, you know, unsolved to be interesting. Some things that we already know everything about are still fucked up, like the Tuskegee Airmen or MKUltra, that kind of shit. So we're going to do mysteries plus fucked up non-mysteries.
Well, it could still be a mystery, but to our listeners, because they don't know how it ends.
But and also, are you saying we're only doing various kinds of mysteries? I thought all of us get to pick subjects.
Yeah, no, we do. I'm just saying that we're not going to, one of the subjects isn't going to be how to make a really great pie.
Well, that was going to be my subject, you fucker.
Well, you're out.
Oh my gosh.
The description is hilariously fascinating and disturbing.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like it.
So, like the Franklin cover-up.
Yeah,
right.
That was a good one.
That's our spiritual father.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, are you guys happy with this? Like, are you excited to be...
Of course. I think it's really exciting. And I like... you know, I like mysteries myself, so, you know, I'm excited to be involved in the sharing of mysteries.
Yes, me too.
And there's a Pokemon stop right up the street from me where I can probably catch a bunch of kids.
Oh my god, great. Kill yourself.
That seems disproportionate.
Last time we were potting and casting, you
that's right.
Catch one in your room.
So yeah, I know, but I've improved.
Sure. I've improved. Now he's knocking over little kids in the park to catch the Pokemon.
Right?
That's right. So now, years from now, when people go, I'm going to listen to this shit from the beginning, you'll know when we started because Pokemon Go is still a thing.
That's right.
Like, recently a thing.
Oh, you mean way in the future it will be recently still a thing?
Yes. Well,
no, it won't.
In the future, they'll say, oh, I remember when that was.
This is going to be like every other dumb Angry Birds and all this shit. Everyone will forget about it in like 5 months.
I know.
Right.
I'm really waiting for them. I mean, I'm like really, really, really waiting for everybody to forget about it because it's so annoying.
Right. Yep. But I'm saying when people in the future go, you know what? I love those three fuckers so much. I want to listen to everything they ever did. They're going to start with this one. And they're going to be like, oh, I know when they started, because I remember that Pokemon Go was a big thing in the summer of 16.
See?
I'm just trying to set a little timestamp there.
Yes, we see. I got it.
Got it.
So, what we're talking about today is the Dyatlov Pass. We're going to be heading to 1959 Russia. Is that when Sputnik was?
I don't know.
I'll do it right now. Jen's on it.
I'll take care of it.
For people that don't even know, we were in the Cold War with Russia because they sucked, and they were
Sputnik
mad.
Sputnik was 1957.
Oh, okay. So this was right after Sputnik. But before we went to the moon. So
yes.
that was when Russia was winning.
Right.
The Cold War.
Right.
And just in a nutshell, we acted like we won the war, and Russia was like, hey, fuck off. We killed all the Germans. And America was like, ha, fuck you. And Russia said, we're sick of Germany attacking us and all you other fuckers in Europe, so we're taking all these little countries in between us. And America went, okay. And then we fucking argued about it for 50 years, and then it was over.
Right.
So there's the Cold War. But during that, yeah, we're going to a place called Oriton Mountain, which in the local Mansi language means, no joke, it means don't go there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So,
oh, my gosh. That's
where
hilarious.
We start.
Well, it's not going to go well from there, no. Folks.
Right. I think that might be a bit of a sign. Yeah. I don't know, but it might be.
10 skiers went in, one came out.
Oh, God.
And the rest ended up in a place called Kolat Siakal. Now, I'm pretty sure that's pronounced correctly.
I wouldn't bet on it, but now, continue.
That is translated into Mountain of the Dead.
Again.
But that's not actually as spooky as it sounds, because the literal translation from the Mansi means, like, place with no game. Like, it's dead mountain, don't bother go hunting there, because there's nothing there.
Okay.
But
we'll pretend
died,
it's the other one.
So, hey.
Oh my god.
Maybe the name was a little prophetic. So, in order to not insult everybody by butchering the last names of the people in the expedition, I'm going to instead insult them by reading the first names in a shitty Russian accent.
Oh, my God. Sweet.
So, here are the people. Igor Dyatlov, the group's leader. I said his last name because he's important to story, as pass now named after him.
Oh, Jesus.
He's called Dyatlov Pass.
Yes.
He was boss of all of it. Then Yuri 1, Lyudmila, Yuri 2,
Yuri 2.
Alexander, Zinaida, Rustem, Nikolai, Semyon, and Yuri 3. So,
there's
Yuri
3. Yuris on
three
the
Yuris. Man, Yuri is like apparently the John like of Russia.
Right.
Now, Yuri 3 got sick and went home before they really got going. Or was he secret murderer? No, he wasn't a secret murderer.
Oh, okay.
Or was he?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh my gosh.
Really good already. Okay.
Yeah.
So, 10 people went in.
One person came out. So, how come? Well, okay. Guess we'll
wait.
But how come the one person isn't automatically a secret murderer?
because he went, and I'll explain that in a minute, but okay. He went back far enough away so that he couldn't have been, it wasn't like he came back out all covered with blood going, I don't understand.
Right.
Was cleaning yeah. mountain and it went off.
Yeah, he didn't come back like injured or something.
No.
Yeah, he was just supposedly sick.
So, exactly. So the leader of the group, Igor Dyatlov, he was an experienced hiker, climber, and guide. They were all young, like in their 20s.
Right.
The other members were also used to long hikes and ski trips and mountain expeditions and shit like that. So, because apparently in Russia, just walking around was a sport.
Right.
So they took a train to a place in the Ural Mountains called Ivdel. Then they took a truck to Vizhai, the last inhabited place that far north.
Again, maybe not a good sign.
Don't go past that.
Right.
If that's if people that had had plenty of time to go, hey, maybe we should live further north, and then not done that, that's where you should stop.
Right.
So we're talking like this is like the Everest of Russia.
Yeah, it's like
it sounds like
kind of. It's in a very, very
remote,
wicked, secluded, crazy ass place.
Right.
So, they were like, whatevs, we're going. So on January 27th, 1959, they started off on their super fun trip through freezing mountains. The next day, Yuri 3, Yuri Yudin, got sick and went back to town. And he really has the only eyewitness testimony of the whole deal. But since he was only there for one day, he left on January 28th. His usefulness is kind of limited, except he died in 2013. And the shit that he said... his entire goddamn life, like his story never wavered.
Right.
So, now to get a handle on the timing of all this, the members of the expedition were the members of a sports club. That's what, you know, they were like, oh, we go climb mountain. And
right.
Igor had told them, I'm going to send you a telegram when we get back to the last town on Earth, which should be around February 12th.
So now, this was the other members of the sports club that weren't participating?
Right. Back right. in where they actually live.
Okay.
Because like, remember, they took a train, then a truck.
Right.
Then they walked. So the place where they took the train from was where their club was.
Okay.
It was like Minneapolis of Russia. In the middle. So now Yuri told people afterwards that Igor had told him that it was probably going to take longer than the 12th. But, you know, because apparent mountain climbing is not a very exact science.
Especially in 1959, right. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now, photographs and diary entries that they picked off the dead prove that the group was happily trekking along when they got to the edge of a highland area on January 31st. They prepared for climbing, which I assume they mean they got some ropes, and since they were Russians, like, took steroids and doped their blood because the Russians...
Jesus. Of course. Drank vodka.
Then they buried some of their food so they'd have it on the way back. Which, as an aside, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, I guess, that I don't fucking climb mountains is because it would never occur to me to bury my food to get it on the way back. I would just bring it with me and, like, be like, fuck, this backpack is heavy. Oh, I don't know why, it's full of food. I guess I'll eat it all.
That sounds great.
So... that one thing alone, according to the very low bar of what I understand to be smart mountain climbing, these guys were fucking experts.
Clearly.
They were better than you anyway.
Better than me, yes. Except I'm alive, so were they?
Were they really?
Right.
Because they weren't smart enough, because on February 1st, they started to go through pass. Now, this is conjecture, because nobody was there but it looks
nobody
like...
Nobody who's alive was there.
Right. That they meant to get through the pass in one day and camp on the other side, but it all went wrong. So, a snowstorm started. Big fucking surprise.
You're in Russia, giant ice-filled
mountains.
No one will live
there.
Right.
And instead of going through the pass...
And wait a second. Hold up. It's also fucking January. Can we just point that out?
Yeah, that's
Maybe
weird.
Not the best time.
Right.
Perfect time for... vacations.
Oh my gosh.
So they were supposed to go through the pass, but they ended up going west up the Mountain of the Dead.
Of course.
Oh my god.
And it seems like they probably should have had a big sign made out of skulls that said, warning, Mountain of Dead.
You're not going this way.
If there was, they didn't see it because they went right by it.
Right. Well, it was snowing, so they probably, you know,
they couldn't see the skulls.
It was probably like right, like something right out of like, you know, a horror movie where as soon as they passed the sign, then it suddenly was uncovered by snow.
Oh, that's true.
Right. That's
or
true.
Or perhaps Wile E. Coyote had cleverly turned it.
Exactly. Yes.
They thought they were walking away from the mountain of the dead.
Right, right. They thought they were walking the mountain of the living.
Yes, the the bedroom of the living or the mountain of the dead.
Right.
So once they figured out that that's where they were, they had two choices. Choice one, head less than a mile down the mountain to a sheltered foresty area. Or choice two, just make the camp on the exposed mountain of the dead in a snowstorm.
Oh,
since this story isn't called The Hikers That Didn't Die and Everything Was Fine, they stayed on the mountain.
Of course.
Now, Juden, safely back in the town, later surmised that either Igor didn't want to lose the progress they made or wanted to practice camping on an unprotected slope.
Oh my gosh.
Which,
the second
I
one
guess,
seems pretty dumb.
But if this is what you do all the time.
Right.
Like, if you're a race car driver and you're used to driving 100.
Mm-hmm.
I assume at some point you're going to be like, well, fuck it, I'm going to go 120.
True.
You know what I mean? So maybe
so they're
they
like,
were...
hey, you know what? Let's be real badass and just camp right here and we'll show this mountain who's boss.
Exactly. And then we'll go back and tell friends in sports club to suck our dicks. So.
Oh my gosh.
Now, here's where the horror comes.
Right.
Because it's not like they all died, like, you know, of old age.
Or they didn't just, like, freeze to death in their sleep or something, I
no,
assume.
No, yeah. No. They were originally due back on February 12th, but even though lateness wasn't unexpected, nobody had heard any of that from any of them by February 20th, and then their families started bitching.
Right.
So they sent out a search party, and here's some of what they found. On February 26th, now, this is, like, a good almost a month after they left.
Right.
They found the tent. It was abandoned and badly damaged. It was half torn down, covered with snow. Weren't any people in it. All of their stuff was in it, though, including their shoes.
Oh, this is good.
And it had been cut open from the inside.
What?
Yep. So, like, wow. They were in the tent, and they were like, fuck this, we gotta get out of the tent. But double fuck this, we can't take any of our shit with us.
Including our shoes.
Including our
because
shoes.
Because it's January in Russia, and
did
we want to run around.
Snowstorm.
Right. Yeah, we don't need shoes. Yeah. Pour some vodka on it. So
they also found 8 or 9 sets of footprints made by people by wearing only one shoe, or just socks, or even barefoot, leading off in different directions before getting hidden by the snow after about, like, 1,600 feet. The tracks were leading to some woods on the other side of the pass, about a mile and a half away from the tent. Not the closer woods down the mountain. This was a totally different set of woods.
So they weren't even running anywhere that made sense. They were just running.
And they had no shoes.
Maybe one of them turned into a werewolf, and the others had to get away.
You know what? We're not at the theory section yet.
Oh, sorry.
You goddamn bitch. So,
you goddamn bitch.
Now,
all right, go ahead.
At the edge of the woods, they found Yuri 1 and Yuri 2. They were under a cedar tree next to the remains of a small fire. Branches had been broken up to 15 feet up in the tree. Some people think that they were getting more firewood. Some people think they were trying to see where the tent was. They were sitting next to a fire.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Neither of them were wearing shoes. They were both in their underwear, dead of hypothermia.
Hmm.
In their underwear.
What the hell?
Oh, God. Okay, keep going.
Now, between the tree and the tent, the searchers found 3 more bodies. Igor Dyatlov, the leader, Zinadia, and Rustam, all of whom looked like they had been trying to get the tent.
To the destroyed tent.
Yes.
Let's go back to that tent we just destroyed.
Yeah.
At least we can get our shoes.
Cutting ourselves out of tent was not a bad idea. So, they didn't find the other people for 2 more months.
Okay.
They were past the cedar tree, farther away from the tent, deeper into those woods. Some of them were wearing the other dead people's clothes.
Okay, that makes sense.
One of them, Semyon, had a camera around his neck that was not apparently noted among their belongings. Like, no one said that he had this camera.
Right.
But
The
film inside was supposedly water damaged.
Oh, sure. That's what the government wants you to think. They've got pictures somewhere in Russia.
Mm-hmm. So that's...
They know what happened.
What they found.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody's dead.
Okay.
Except they had to investigate, you know, oh, they can't just go, nope, they're dead.
Right.
So
right.
The families were, you know, because even in Russia, like, if all your kids die, someone's going to look into it.
Right.
So the first five died of hypothermia. One of them had a small crack in his skull. Let me say that again. One of them had a small crack in his skull, but that was not serious enough to be fatal, so no big deal.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In Russia, skull crack you.
Yeah,
exactly. Right. Exactly.
The others, though, well, the ones further in the woods?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nikolai had major skull damage, as in skull was all cracked.
Crushed?
Yes. Mm. Ludmila and Semyon had massive chest fractures, with one doctor saying it was the equivalent of a car crash level of force.
What the fuck?
Except that none of those three had any external injuries related to the broken bones. It was like they had just been, like, squished.
Okay, well, that's suspicious.
Huh.
So, like, they weren't cut up or anything like that.
Right.
The trauma injuries could not have been inflicted by a human, except me, because I'm super mighty, but I was not there because I was not born. So,
please.
It could have been the $6 million man, but that would be it. Like, nobody could crush somebody's chest like that. Not even, like, not even Batman.
Not even Batman?
Nope, not even Batman.
That's serious.
Huh.
So, you got these people that froze to death, and these other people that were further away than the first people, who were wearing the first people's clothes. Like, one of them had one of their shirts tied around their foot, and one of them was wearing one of the other one's hat. So, like, but it doesn't make any sense where they went, okay, you go deeper in the forest and get squished. We'll stay here by fire and underwear. Like, it doesn't, like, none of that computes, you know?
Right, like, you would think maybe if they, like, turned on each other or something, then the squished ones would be the naked ones and the other people would be wearing their clothes.
Exactly.
Right.
Not like the squished ones have the clothes on, because, like, they put the clothes on and left the other people for dead, and then, like, the forest decided to punish them or something?
Right. We took their clothes, now we play waiting game in forest. Even though all their other shit was still in the tent.
Right.
Right. I mean, it makes sense, like, if people started dying and taking the clothes, right. But...
It doesn't seem like that's what happened.
But why would they help them back to the tent? It's like, oh, come on, Igor, you can make it.
Well, I don't know why the tent was cut open in the first place.
Right, obviously something's weird happening.
Or why they even had their shoes off.
Right.
Or why did they have to get out of the tent so fast that...
That's what I'm saying. Okay, one of them turned into a werewolf.
Yeah.
The others were like, holy shit, let's get out of here. So they ran out. Apparently they were all naked in the tent, because I guess that's how you are when you're in a tent in Russia in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
There were only two women.
Yeah.
But comrades did not fuck around like that.
Oh, well, okay. Maybe, you know, body heat or whatever.
Or maybe they did. I don't know. I don't know why they only had one tent if there were nine of them.
I know, that doesn't seem right either. Is that like the world's biggest tent?
Times are tight. It's Cold War.
Right.
Tents don't grow on trees.
You know, the tent was made out of, like, canvas and steel.
Stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't made out of... It wasn't like the tents today, where the whole tent weighs, like, 1 pound.
Yeah, right.
Right.
You can camp on Everest in it, you know? It's like...
It weighed as much as one of the tents in MASH. Like...
Yeah, basically. It's like that.
So, according to the official reports, all but the three with broken bones died of hypothermia. The people with crushed heads and chests didn't have a chance to die of hypothermia.
They died of crushed heads and chests?
Yes. Okay. There's no evidence of anyone else there other than the nine dead friends. Because at some point people had said, well, maybe the locals had killed him and whatever. And they were like, well, locals have feet and there were no footprints and they couldn't have done this anyway. They had all died 6 to 8 hours after the last time they ate. And this is important, maybe.
Okay.
And I'll get into why in the whole section of, well, what the fuck do you think happened? They found radiation on some of the victims. Like, Geiger counter going off type of radiation.
Weird.
Well, it is Russia.
And it was decided that they were killed by, depending on which report you read or the translation, an unknown compelling force or a compelling natural force. Neither of which is really descriptive whatsoever. Could be the Loch Ness Monster.
Right. A tornado, like a snow yeti. What does that mean?
Yeah. Now, some of the investigators later in life admitted that they believed it was not a natural force that killed the climbers at all.
Not hard to believe.
Right.
Now, that's all the stuff that you'd be like, oh, I'm going to watch Unsolved Mysteries. You know, that awesome old show with Robert Stack.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, Russians in a pass, dead. But there's more to it than that. Because now, we're in the weird shit section. Because all that stuff before was conventional shit.
That was not weird yet?
Nope.
Okay, I just... Okay.
All right, let me prepare myself, because I have a feeling it's going to be like, open your mouth.
I know.
Or something. Right, exactly.
Oh, by the way, you'll have to go back and listen to every episode of Waiting for the Train to find out what that means.
That's right. You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Or once we have the Patreon going, we'll just make one of the perks telling that entire story again.
Right?
So, before we move on to what might have actually happened, here's some weird shit that I think might be important for the story. Ludmilla, one of the three that didn't freeze, her tongue and her eyes were gone.
Oh, of course
they were. A piece of her skull was missing, and her hands were macerated. Now, maceration comes from being left in water. It's like when they get all white and puffy.
Right.
And it's claimed that she'd been found in a stream which caused those external injuries, but that is not listed on any officially documented fact.
Which caused her external injuries such as missing eyeballs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And her tongue was
gone.
Yeah,
no. Sorry.
One of them had written on a piece of paper, "From now on, we know snowmen exist."
Oh, Lord.
Now, that could be anything.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's pretty totally. Fucked up. It could have been the world's worst love note.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he gave it to her, and then she's reading it, and he's, like, waggling his eyebrows. Yes.
God.
From now on, we know snowmen exist.
Oh, God.
That would not work. Well, it might work on you guys. I don't know. I don't
judge. Hey.
Hey.
Settle down.
Another group of hikers, 30 miles to the south, reported seeing orange globes in the air to the north, where our not-so-merry band of corpses had been that night.
Hmm.
And these sightings continued through March of 1959, and some of the reports came from meteorologists and people in the military, so not just general crackpots.
Orange globes, okay.
Yeah, that's weird. Alien.
Aliens.
The corpses were said to have had very dark tans, almost orange, and their hair was gray.
What?
Okay.
Almost skin orange from... what? Skin?
Yes. Their
skin, so they looked
tone...
like Trump?
Yes, they were Trump.
So, can we investigate whether he was anywhere in Russia around this time, or...
He... yeah, I guess he would have been alive.
Interesting.
He is not off suspect list.
He's on it now.
He's,
oh my gosh.
Could potentially culpable. Mike Pence Trump has assisted in murder.
That's right.
The case
Mike Pence is Yuri 2.
Oh, or 3. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yuri 3 is the one who got away. The mastermind. Yeah. Now, the Russians, after they did their investigation, closed the case, sealed the files, and made the entire area off limits to everyone for the next 3 years.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yep. Just long enough to, I don't know, do something that takes 3 years.
Right. Well, I mean, look at the time period, so.
Copies of the case file were hidden until the 1990s, and then when they finally resurfaced, they were incomplete.
Of course they were.
So official records and everything like that weren't all there. And,
oh God,
no information about the internal organs of any of the victims was ever released.
What the Christ does that mean?
They yeah, what does
say
that mean?
They had any internal organs. No, if you get crushed...
Your organs should be
you'd
crushed?
You'd think that what's under your bones would be similarly crushed.
Yes.
Part of general autopsying, but
yes.
Nothing. Well, nothing.
Is this like shitty 1960s autopsying, or, you know, did they have their act together then?
I mean, they knew how to look at organs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Spleen in...
It's not 1860.
In eye.
Spleen not in good. Eye. Eye so, not there, lungs in ears.
Yeah, exactly. Could not hear the abominable snowman.
Oh, gosh.
So, that is the list of facts. So okay. Now I feel very good about having presented you savvy folks with all this information.
Yes.
And I'm going to break it down for you in like one paragraph before we get into trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Okay.
So the too long didn't read for this is 9 people get lost on a mountainside in a snowstorm. They camp on the slope. They eat. They take their clothes off in the tent. Then they cut the tent open and book it towards the woods. Some go way into the woods and get squished, and one gets her tongue removed. Some of them get their bones crushed. Others start a fire and freeze next to it in their underwear. The last 3 die in the snow, trying to get back to the tent that they had left. What the fuck, white people?
That was a great, great breakdown. I approve.
Yeah, it was. So that was good.
That is everything we know.
Well, everything that we know. Not everything there is to know.
Well, no, right. Everything I'm telling you.
Right.
Like, now, the way the theory section, and we don't have to call it the theory section, but it's like, I don't know, a synonym for theory.
The part where we try and say what we think happened.
Yeah, because it's, you know, everybody that has YouTube has a fucking, here's what happened.
Right.
Right, right.
Ted Cruz's father killed Kennedy, you see. So, I'll just list them out, and I think probably we can talk about them each in turn.
Okay.
You know, rather than wait till the end, because no one's going to remember. Some people say it was an avalanche. Like, they heard an avalanche, so they had to get out of the tent, so they cut their way out of the tent, and they didn't have time to put on their clothes, and then they ran somewhere, but then avalanche. Makes no fucking sense, because they weren't underneath an avalanche.
Right, and neither was the tent.
Or their footprints.
I wanted to say that when you were telling us that part. So they came looking a month later, and there were still footprints? There's not footprints like a day later here. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I guess the question is, did it snow between the time that... Well, I guess we don't really know when it actually happened, right?
Because it was like a month later. We just know that they didn't come back, right? That's true.
But unless something really crazy happens, why would they have not moved on the day after the storm?
That's true.
But that's really interesting, though. In none of the stuff that I saw, did anybody ever think, well, maybe they just liked it on the slope and they hung out there for a long time. And
like, they all went crazy somehow and decided this is like what they should do is just live there now.
Yeah.
Right.
But I just think that an avalanche along the lines of the JFK magic bullet does not seem very compelling. Plus, the investigator said that they didn't think it was an avalanche.
Right. That was kind of my first thought based on the fact, like, is things about, like, the bodies being crushed, things like that, because obviously the weight of the snow and blah, blah, blah. People die in avalanches.
Right,
but,
of course.
So stuff with the clothes and people. Other people are the other people's clothes, like, that's totally bizarro.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense or have anything to do with an avalanche.
That does not compute.
No.
So, we're off avalanche. Avalanche can go back to being a sweet wrestling move.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Love wrestling.
So now, this one, Jen's going to help with.
Yes.
Hold on. There is a thing known as paradoxical undressing.
Right, so you want me to read this?
Yep.
All right, so this is how it goes. To shut down the loss of heat from the extremities, the body induces vasoconstriction, the reflexive contraction of blood vessels. Over time, however, the muscles necessary for inducing vasoconstriction become exhausted and fail, causing warm blood to rush from the core to the extremities. This results in a kind of hot flash that makes victims of severe hypothermia, who are already confused and disoriented, feel as though they're burning up, so they remove their clothes, researchers have concluded.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the problem that I have with that. That would mean that they were cold in the tent, right?
Right.
Because they didn't cut themselves out of the tent and run away and then go fucking cold and take it off and die. You know what I mean? Like, and if they were all in the tent, it would have been warm regardless. With Yuri 2's horrible borscht farts, I assume.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You ruin everything, Yuri 2. I must get out of tank.
Oh my god.
Where's my knife?
Ruin everything with your borscht farts.
Poor Yuri 2. So, Like, the fact that they were undressed would make perfect sense if, like, when they had gone to the fire and the fire went out, even though they had more wood, because they were literally next to a tree. Like,
right?
Fucking set the tree on fire. Like, who?
Well, yeah, but wait, I have something to say about that. You can't actually set, like, green wood on fire. It doesn't really catch or burn very well.
No, it'll pop because it'll be wet. Anything that's live will be wet. But everything there would be wet.
Well, they broke off branches and stuff.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying that's not, they weren't, like, thinking right. That's not the recommended thing to do. You want to find dead wood, not live
well,
wood.
Well, it was next to it, and they, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm just saying.
It was the Mountain of the Dead, so I assume that there were dead fucking branches, too.
Right.
Everything everywhere is just dead there.
The Mountain of dead cell phone reception.
Well, that's for sure.
So, I mean, paradoxical undressing seems like it would be a symptom at best. Because that ain't going to make you like, oh, I'm so hot, I need to run and crush my own chest.
Of course, it makes perfect sense. They crushed each other all at the same time somehow.
Yeah, that doesn't,
no.
Doesn't track. And this is the part where the whole 6 to 8 hours after they ate
really
gets to me, because the group that got squished...
Right.
Seems like since they got clothes from the first group, does that mean the first group was already dead? Or were they all so crazy they just said, no, take my shirt and wrap it around your foot. I'm fine here.
I don't know.
Right. I'm pretty convinced that those first group was already dead. Because, and that would make sense why they were naked or barely wearing anything, because the other people were like, well, we got to get out of here and we're going to need this warmth, so we're going to put on their clothes too.
Right. Maybe.
But then they got squished.
And then they got squished by we
and
don't know what.
Tongue removed.
Yeah. And that's a whole other thing. Yeah.
I can't even fucking imagine that.
It makes me think of things about, you know, like birds pecking your eyes out is like a punishment in, like, you know, the Dark Ages or whatever.
Yeah.
But probably not on Dead Mountain, where there's apparently no animals, right?
Well, yeah, that's the other thing.
In the dead of winter, I don't think
there...
Some
marmot came along,
and
he's going to eat your eyes and your tongue, because those are the soft parts.
But nobody else, just one person.
Yeah, just that person.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, it's weird.
By the way, this part of the theory brought to you by the Celebrity Tongue section of SuperficialGallery.com.
Nice.
All our tongues are intact.
Oh, yes. Jesus. I can't believe you said that.
What?
That's amazing.
They are?
That's amazing. All our tongues are intact.
That's hilarious. So, I mean, there are animals that live in those types of conditions.
Right.
I'm not familiar with that area enough to know what they would be.
Well, there were people in that town.
Right.
Right.
I mean, how far away was the town?
I mean, they had hiked for 2 days, so it wasn't like...
Yeah, it wasn't
super
real close.
Plus,
yeah, but it wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't like some crazy super snow. I mean, these people were used to this kind of shit.
So, well, who's to say that someone didn't actually like live up there somewhere,
like a crazy mountain person?
Well, they say is that they didn't find any other tracks.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but crazy mountain people leave no tracks.
Yes,
that's right.
Crazy mountain ninjas.
That's right. Well, wait, what if they use snowshoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, those don't
walk
leave any
on top
tracks.
Of the snow.
What if they had elaborate ropes and
pulleys? I'm still not buying this whole footprint thing very much. It sounds very shady to me.
Yeah.
A mountain in Russia in January, a month later, the footprints haven't been disturbed?
I can put pictures in the show notes of, because they
Please
took
do.
Pictures of what was what.
Yeah, we're going to need those.
Yeah. So,
definitely.
So Jen can get her big magnifying glass out.
I'm just saying, it seems weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense, that's all.
Sitting in a dark room, chewing on the end of a pencil,
I swear to God. I swear to God.
She'll be like, Yuri 2 wears a size 13. These are clearly a size 10.
I'll be
turning around,
the...
tacking a picture of a.
I'm going to make my whole wall a bulletin board. I'm going to have the strings and pins and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
Have a murder board for. I don't know, everything we do.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
Just make people that wouldn't be suspects, suspects.
Oh my God.
And then I'll just like connect them to each other. Like clearly this is related to, you know, the Franklin cover-up somehow.
Yep, and the guy that runs Amazon, I'll just put his picture up with a bunch of question marks over it.
Right.
A unexplained.
Oh my god, we could make like our own like clue board game, and we could all, instead of like Professor Plum, it could be Professor Arcadia.
Yeah,
and then, I could be Scarlet, since I need to change my name anyways or something.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta go undercover. Mm-hmm. That's good thinking. And then we could have, instead of rooms, we could have like Dyatlov Pass and Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, totally.
Alright, we'll cash in on that shit. So,
Portland has to be on there so that somebody can burn it down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Portland, Maine. We'll just put a big ball of fire.
That's great. It was done with a fire in Portland. That's great. So the whole thing about, you know, taking your clothes off when you're cold, I'm sure that sucks for people that happens to, but I don't think that's what this was.
No.
It doesn't really make sense the order that things happened in, right? Like, so if they got cold and they went in the tent to get warm, and then they got the hot flash and got too hot, then what if they rip open the tent and run outside?
Yeah, why would they rip it open?
That doesn't make any sense to me. The ripping it open seems like everyone like basically lost their damn minds.
Unless, I hate to say this, this feeds into your werewolf theory.
Yeah!
Unless the three squished ones scared the other ones out of the tent, they went away and died, and then the other three, in an unrelated way, got squished. But that's where the whole they had all eaten 6 to 8 hours beforehand comes into play. Because, like, does that mean
they were all together?
I ate, then 6 hours later I died, then 3 days later these other people ate, and 6 hours later they died?
Oh, so they probably all ate together.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Nothing I saw said that. I'm sure that somebody must know. I don't know. But it would feel like the only way you'd run out of the tent is if there was something in the fucking tent scaring you.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe it was just a spider.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Open your mouth.
That would do it for me.
There's a fucking spider in here. Give me the camping knife. Yeah, I'm out.
Right.
Goddamn snow spider. The worst kind.
It's got like a white North Face jacket on.
Yes. He's got special goggles on his multifaceted eyes.
He's got a snowboard. He's snowboarding.
With some of his legs.
Oh, God.
Now, there is supposedly a thing called the Alma, which is the Russian snow Bigfoot Yeti whatever.
Right. Well, of course, we already covered what we think about Bigfoot here, so.
Yeah, there's no Bigfoot. And the note said snowmen exist, but.
Yeah, but. We decided that was just a love note from a weird guy.
Ivan Drago steroid Bigfoot punching Russians around the woods.
Right.
Like, doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Also, they weren't far enough away from the tent to, like, not make it. Like, the three that were between the fire and the tent, the fuck is their deal? Like, what made them so...
They're, like, 5 feet away from the tent? Yeah, 10 feet away from the tent? The
furthest away was 1,600 feet. So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. So... The one that seems to be the most plausible, which is what B-Nev is going to drop on us.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
This was one of the conclusions by the investigators. They said that it must have been some sort of weapons testing because...
By Russia?
This is what Yuri 3 said till the day he died, was that they were killed by Russians... testing shit. It was like their Area 51.
Right.
Now, Russia's
That's what Yuri said?
Yuri 3 said that believes they were killed by the Russian military accidentally and it got all covered up. Mm. But, like, to even have to do that in a place where people might be, I mean, Russia, like, is 3/4 of the Earth's land, so they had plenty of places to do that. But, it would explain the orange balls in the sky. It would explain why stuff was sealed and locked down.
It would explain why, if they did it all the time, it would explain why nothing lived on the mountain.
Yeah, it would explain why they saw a bunch of, like, scrap metal up there when they were investigating, which was a weird thing to have on the Mountain of the Dead. And it would explain why 3 years later they went, oh, fine, come back, nothing to see now, we move secret thing.
Oh my gosh.
And a thing called a thermobaric bomb might explain the crushing, and Binev will now explain what that even is.
Yeah, so it looks like a Human Rights Watch report of February 1st, 2000 quotes a study made by the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The blast kill mechanism against living targets is unique and unpleasant. Well, no shit. What no. target?
See, what this kind of bomb is, so you know, usually bombs are like accelerant and fuel. But
right.
These thermobaric bombs are all fuel. They just use the oxygen in the air. So they'd never work right. underwater. They won't work high up in the air. But if you put them in a place that has oxygen,
mm-hmm.
read what it does.
Yeah, so what it does is, what kills is the pressure wave. And more importantly, the subsequent refraction, which is like a vacuum, which ruptures the lungs. If the fuel
deflagrates,
but does not detonate, victims will be severely burned and will probably also inhale the burning fuel. Oh my gosh. Since the most common FAE fuels, ethylene oxide and propylene oxide, are highly toxic, undetonated FAE should prove as lethal to personnel caught within the cloud as most chemical agents. So that's pretty interesting. And then it also says, according to a U.S. Central Intelligence Agency study, the effect of an FAE explosion within confined spaces is immense. Those near the ignition point are obliterated. Those at the fringe are likely to suffer many internal and thus invisible injuries, including burst eardrums and crushed inner ear, severe concussions, ruptured lungs and internal organs, and possibly blindness. Another Defense Intelligence Agency document speculates that because the shock and pressure waves cause minimal damage to brain tissue, it is also possible that victims of FAEs are not rendered unconscious by the blast, but instead suffer for several seconds or minutes while they suffocate. Oh my gosh.
Well, that's terrible.
And this isn't a chemical weapon. It's not a nuclear weapon. It's not even considered a weapon of mass destruction. It's just a fucking bomb.
Huh. Right?
Like, not on any list of, hey, no, Iran, you know, you can't have any nuclear weapons, but I guess apparently you can have tons of these.
Right.
Right.
But now, this brings into super blast wave could have
the crushing people in the
done the crushing, and since they never said anything about the organs, they didn't say whether anything was liquefied or anything like
that. Right.
Now, absence of proof is not proof of absence, but one would think that the people 30 miles away, had there been a giant fucking explosion that melted Ludmilla, that they would have heard something.
Right, you'd think.
If it all happened that night. Like, that's the thing. The timeline doesn't make any sense to me. This is considered, maybe not this particular kind of bomb, but the fact that they had radiation in a place where no radiation should be.
Right.
The way everything dealt with it. Really kind of points to the government having had something to do with it and then covering it up.
Right.
Right.
That seems plausible. And those bombs seem scary.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to die that way.
I don't want someone to put that on the list.
Right.
Ways I do not want to die.
Seriously.
So, as far as everything we've heard up to this point, that kind of seems, not that exact bomb, but something went wrong, and they stumbled into something they shouldn't have stumbled into. However, what fucking combination of army testing would cause that?
Right.
Take off your clothes, run through the snow, crush your head, make a fire in your underwear. That's not a plan. Like, I don't care how, like,
if they said there are no bad ideas in Cold War brainstorming. Like if fucking Yuri 4 said, what if we make them go crazy in tent, crush own heads, and die in underwear? Like, there's no... The sequence, whatever the sequence of events is, I challenge either of you, because honestly, the last theory is aliens, and there's no such thing as aliens, so shut the fuck
up. No.
Like, I want to put... I don't care if one of you guys wants to do an aliens episode, but you better bring some compelling fucking facts. Because
I'm not ever doing
that. I could fly to another planet and they couldn't fly to mine, I would be like, hey, fuckers.
Right.
I'm not going to hide and stuff up people's asses and chop up their cows.
No.
Right, that's the point.
No. I'd be like, hey, look at me. You want to know what I have on my fucking planet? Like, why else would you? What's the point of going somewhere if you're not going to brag about the fact that you could go somewhere? Case in point, we sent a robot to Mars. He's not hiding. He's rolling all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
It's true.
No goddamn sense. So, anyway. So, fuck aliens.
I agree.
Aliens did not kill aliens. These people. So, what do you think did?
I'm definitely with the government conspiracy theory. I mean, we are talking Russia. I mean, they probably did that for sport.
True.
Right.
Fair point. They named the pass after Igor.
Right.
Right. I mean...
Previously, it had been called Secret Military Testing Pass.
I know, right? Do not go here because we blow up bombs pass.
Yeah, exactly. Horrible bombs that break your organs.
Jeez. Well, yeah, I mean, I would say like that, basically, or some version of that and something else we still don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know that any of... I'm happy completely with any of the theories. But that seems the most likely the closest.
People are still doing it, like, trying to figure it out. There's actually a movie about it on Netflix, The Fictionalized, where they find some secret underground fucking...
Oh,
but
interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, a guy did a documentary not too long. I mean, it's still one of those ones that people are really, really interested in.
Right.
It's just, I mean, with the passage of time and the hiding of records and the, you know, even now, I mean, I guess America has admitted some of the shady shit it's done.
Right.
You know, so
yeah.
I would assume, well, fucking Putin, but like some other guy might.
Right.
You know, I mean, when you start out with... Fucking, what's his name? Stalin killed 20 million of his own guys.
Right.
Oh, but we don't want to admit blowing up hikers. Like, you started off killing 20 million of your own people.
Right.
No one's going to think you're a good guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Bastards. so, I guess we agree that it was probably the Russians' fault.
Yes, let's go with that.
All right.
Yeah.
In a way, it was their own fault for living in Russia.
Yes. Hadn't thought of that, but yes. Really, when it comes down to it, they brought it on themselves.
That's right.
Because here on Operation Victim Blame, had you stayed back in the town, like Yuri 3, you'd be alive.
Yuri 3, I'm finding Yuri 3 to be more and more suspicious.
Yeah.
It's true.
I know.
He was outside the tent going... Take off clothes.
You are too warm.
Go to woods. Stand under special crushing rock.
Stand under special crushing rock.
Ludmilla, stick out tongue.
God.
No, open your mouth and close your eyes. You will get a big surprise.
Oh my god.
And he cuts out her tongue and brought it back to town. That's why they never found it. Holy shit.
He ate it.
We cracked the case.
Oh, we solved a mystery. You're welcome, Russia.
If you were starving to death and you ate your own tongue, how much energy do you think you would get out of it?
Very little.
I mean, but if you ate like a frog of the equivalent size, you'd be like, great, protein.
I don't know. What is that, like 2 grams of protein?
I don't know. So, I guess Gene Simmons would live longer than someone else.
Jesus Christ.
Or like your finger. Like just eat your finger like a chicken wing.
There's no meat on your finger.
Remember we had that conversation a long time ago about excess foot meat?
No.
Like years ago? Like on the
No.
Many things that I hate is people that have excess
fucking foot meat, like there's a part of their foot that sticks out that's, it's not their toes and it's not their foot, it's just this other thing.
No, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'll find pictures. I have a lot of, my murder board is filled with physical characteristics that disgust me.
I remember you having a, talking about how you didn't want to do the feet on the page anymore because you hated looking at feet. And then you showed me a picture of somebody's feet, Ivanka Trump's feet or something. Ivanka Trump's feet. Because they're supposed to be nice feet. I don't know what.
The foot people are, the foot people said, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that she has the best feet ever. And I think I'd probably actually vote for her.
Okay. Anyway, she's, I don't remember anything about foot meat that you don't like.
As her father. Plus, I'm pretty sure she's a Democrat.
Yeah, well, let's not even get into that.
Whatever. Just saying. I mean, if you had a president with the documented best feet in the country, according to the feet people, there's a whole voting block.
I think it's
that's ridiculous.
I don't make the rules. All right. Well, it's time to put ourselves over because we just solved the first case.
Sweet.
Russia killed its own hikers.
Tongue way to go, Russia.
Is somewhere in Yuri 3's house in a box.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he didn't eat it. He kept it.
Of course he did. That
now
creep.
I can kiss you all the time. Oh, because part of her lips were gone, too.
See?
I will keep your mouth.
He probably made a sex doll.
Yeah.
A rudimentary one, and he put the lips and the tongue on it.
I am in Russia. All I have is mop and bucket. Oh, put the bucket on the mop and then glue her tongue to it. Oh.
See? Oh, Jesus.
Use
all right, this is getting
stringy
gross.
Mop part as pubes.
Ew, stop! Jesus.
Yuri 3, why are your floors so filthy? Mop his girlfriend.
Oh, god damn it.
Ay, ay, ay.
He just cackles evilly.
Mop fucking bastards. So, welcome, Russian listeners, you mop fuckers.
Wonderful.
You can
welcome.
Follow me.
Thanks for listening, and bye. See you never.
Now, does this... Go back to plotting big trouble for Moose and Squirrel.
That's right.
So, are we going to have a Twitter for this show?
We don't have any specific Twitter accounts yet.
That's just because you guys don't do any work.
Oh my god, I will murder you. I will murder you dead.
Yeah,
it will not be mystery.